To sing together is to breathe together, with a unified purpose, harmony, internal rhythm, and imagination. We sing to celebrate, ululate, commiserate, and consecrate. Singing is at the heart of humans' rites of passage from birth to death and all the glory in between. In short, to sing together is to live together. Now, unfortunately, singing close to another person, along with playing the flute, horn, or generally just breathing, isn't COVID safe, so it's off the cards for many of us, for now. When you think of all the choirs you've heard of over the years, it's an amazing variety, isn't it? There's a choir for every life. The first that springs to mind is Jonathan Welsh's Choir of Hard Knocks. Then there's the Australian Girls and Boys Choirs, Gondwana Voices, the Birrily Blokes Choir, the Pub Choir, LGBTIQ plus choirs, and the choir of Christmas around the world, the King's College Cambridge Choir. Did anyone say cute frilly collar? But what about you? When did you last sing in a choir? Did you have that hideous experience in your primary school of being told to sing with the group whilst the music teacher walked around the back to tap you on the shoulder if they wanted you in the choir? And then, boom, no tap, and the teacher scowling as they tell you not to bother trying again. Thank heavens this doesn't happen anymore. It scarred many people for life, thinking that they couldn't sing, that they were tone deaf, that they couldn't hold a tune. As the great Richard Gill once said, there are very, very few tone deaf people. If you were tone deaf, you wouldn't be able to hear when you needed to change gear in your car. And, I would add, you wouldn't hear when you needed to attend to a small child. Even screams have pitches. So perhaps it's time to challenge those memories and make some new ones. Here on ABC Classic, we have embarked on a music project that is a gift not only for now, but for posterity. Deborah Cheatham has composed a Christmas carol which will become an instant classic. A carol born from possibly the hardest year in our lives. But you know that through the toughest adversity, we create the finest beauty. And you can sing this music with your loved ones no matter how far away you are. You can contribute your unique voice to a song for the ages. Would you like to sing for posterity?